Hi, this is Ask Angelo, and I'm back. I've gotten so many wonderful requests after this long hiatus of not having any podcasts, just saying, where are they? Where are they? We want more. So I am just so touched. Thank you so much for your feedback, and rest assured, I'll get started again. So this is really wonderful. And I have something very interesting that I've been working with, which is really focusing in psychotherapy and something called law of attraction, which simply put means that you can create more of what you want in your life based upon your approach or your attitude or the way you think. So as they say, change your thinking, change your life. So as a example of this, I have one question from a reader. And the first question he writes is, Angelo, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get things to go right? I'm not in a good spot right now. I can't even clear my head. I'm so frustrated and down, it isn't funny. Any suggestions to perk me up? Sign, needs a lift. And my response was, dear, needs a lift. I know of a great place around the corner from me called Casa Havana. They serve a mean cup of Cuban coffee. But, of course, it really sucks when you're down and you think life's against you. So, all kidding aside, it seems like you're stuck in the mud. You got two choices when you're stuck in the mud. One is sink, and the other is to get out, get dirty, and push yourself out. So I recommend two daily powerful practices that will increase your happiness. Now, every morning when you open your eyes, really it is a miracle that you're breathing, that you're alive, and isn't that a glorious thing when you think about it? I mean, just the fact that you're alive. There are so many people who are not in good health or are no longer with us. And the miracle that you opened your eyes is truly, truly something to be very much grateful for. So every morning, just thank you. Thank you, life. Thank you, universe. Thank you, spirit. Thank you, higher power. Thank you, love. Thank you, creative energy. Thank you, first cause. Whatever it is that you like to call that which is greater. Anything that's comfortable for you. I am grateful to be alive. I know you are always operating for me. Something good is going to happen to me today. It's important to set the tone for the day right at the very beginning. So immediately you open your eyes and you have to sort of attune yourself like an instrument, you know, that you before you play the guitar, you have to tune it. You know, you may get up and you may feel some negativity, but you have to tune your mind, your consciousness, to something positive. So this is one way to do that, to set the tone and have a wonderful day right from the start. And then at the end of the day, a lot of times we focus on the stuff that didn't go good. So it's really important to end the day with the right perspective. And every night before you go to bed, write down five things that happened that day that you're grateful for, five things that really went well, because we tend to focus on the things that didn't go so well. So these two practices will help you increase your happiness factor, because happiness doesn't come from focusing on what's wrong with you and what you don't have. It comes from focusing on what's right with you and what you do have. It comes from your connection with a higher power or whatever you use, that which is greater, your source. So even if what you're saying feels fake to you, get started with this practice today. Even if you don't feel like you believe it and it seems like it's, you know, ludicrous, fake it till you make it. It gets the energy moving in the right direction and it will turn things around in your favor. Thank you so much for listening. I'll have another podcast coming up right away. Be sure to grab a copy of my book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, which will help you not only love and accept yourself and being comfortable in your own skin, but will empower you and help you find love. All right, I'm out, and you be too.